Attack on a nuclear power plant. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian tanks have fired on the plant in southeastern Ukraine, setting it ablaze. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports apparently narrowly averting disaster.
That fire has been extinguished. There is no damage to the six reactors. The fire had broken out earlier at an administrative building. Now, this nuclear power plant is not just the biggest in Ukraine. It's the biggest in Europe. It's one of the top 10 largest in the world. It supplies about a quarter of Ukraine's power.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says there are no reports of increased radiation from that plant. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin introducing a bill that would ban Russian oil imports to the U.S. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, one of nine Republican co-sponsors.
There is a moral obligation here. I don't want U.S. dollars to be funding this carnage in Ukraine led by Putin.
The White House says resisting a ban. The White House is resisting a ban on Russian oil. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying because that would raise gas prices in the U.S., which are already climbing quickly. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas Thursday was nearly $3.73. Crude oil prices are trending a bit lower, but still trading near $109 a barrel. Iowa has banned transgender females from competing in girls and women's sports.
Governor Reynolds signed the bill a day after it cleared the state legislature with only Republican votes. The governor says no amount of talent, training, or effort can make up for the natural physical advantages males have over females. By male, she means people born as males who transition to female. Opponents will likely challenge the legality of the transgender ban, claiming it's homophobic and is trying to solve a problem which doesn't really exist.
Fox's Roger Stern. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia admitting to nearly 500 casualties among its invasion forces in Ukraine, including one of the country's military leaders.
Major General Andrei Sukhovetsky, the commanding general of the Russian 7th Airborne Division, one of Russia's elite Spetsnaz or special forces groups, was killed in Ukraine earlier this week, according to AP and Russia's Pravda. He was reportedly killed by a Ukrainian sniper. President Putin confirmed that a Russian general had been killed in a speech to the Russian people on the progress in Ukraine. He told French President Emmanuel Macron on a phone call that Russia would achieve its goals no matter what. The killing of such a high-ranking Russian general during fighting in Ukraine will be a bitter blow for Putin and a morale blow to Russian troops.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. A task force made up of representatives from the country's large automakers deciding that union workers in auto assembly plants in the country can shed their face masks if they choose, regardless of their vaccination status, except in those counties that still have a high spread rate of the coronavirus. A woman with a knack for getting free airline flights has been grounded.
She's known as the serial stowaway, and Marilyn Hartman, who's now 70, was already on probation for a 2018 incident when she was arrested for trespassing in 2019 at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, where Hartman had previously slipped past security and boarded a flight to London, leading to charges and a conviction. Prosecutors say she went to O'Hare again last March after sneaking out of a mental health facility where she'd been under electronic monitoring. She was sentenced Thursday to more than 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to felony trespassing and escape counts. Other airports are part of her stowaway history, including in San Francisco, Hawaii, and Florida. Hartman apologizing in court, saying she's struggled her whole life with depression and medication management. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.